Topic number 17, food. Eating habits in Slovakia. In Slovakia, a typical day starts with breakfast. Between breakfast and lunch, we usually have a snack. At midday, we have lunch. Later, we can have a snack again. In the evening, we eat dinner. 1. Breakfast. The typical breakfast in Slovakia consists of a slice of bread with butter, ham, cheese or jam with a cup of tea or coffee. Some people like sausages or rolls. Some people prefer healthy breakfast / light breakfast. For example, cereals, cornflakes, kakapi cornesol, with yogurt. They drink fruit juice. Breakfast is very important because it gives us energy for the start of the day. 2. Snack. We usually have a snack between breakfast and lunch. And we eat it at school or at work. Children and students usually bring their snack from home, or they buy it in the school buffet. As a snack, people usually have a sandwich with ham or cheese, fruit, a chocolate bar or some sweets. 3. Lunch. Lunch is the main meal that we have during the day. We eat our lunch at midday. Some people have their lunch at work, at school, in canteen, or they wait and eat their lunch when they come home. Our lunch usually has two courses. At first, soup. For example, stock, meat soup, tomato soup, vegetable soup and so on. At second, main meal. In Slovakia, we usually have meat with potatoes or rice and some vegetables. In some families, people have lunch together. In Slovakia, people always have lunch together at Christmas. We can have these things in our main meal: meat. Types of meat: chicken, beef, pork, lamb, fish, tuna, salmon. With meat we eat, for example, potatoes, French fries, rice, dumplings, pasta, salad. If you are looking for vegetables, there is always cabbage, often in front of sauerkraut. 4. Dinner. In Slovakia, it's not very common to cook dinner. We usually cook lunch, and most people eat for dinner what they had for lunch. Some people just have a snack. For example, rolls, a cake with milk or tea and so on. My favorite food are pancakes with chocolate, whipped cream and curd. Food in England. 1. Breakfast. Cereal with milk. To drink coffee or orange juice. For special occasions and weekends, a full English may be eaten, include eggs, bacon or sausage, baked beans, tomatoes, mushrooms and toast with butter or margarine or jam. 2. Lunch. Packed lunch, a sandwich packed of crisps, a piece of fruit and drink. 3. Dinner. Hot dressing on the meat, vegetables, and usually potatoes. Afters for kids. For example, ice cream, pie, and so on. Food in America. 1. Breakfast. Porridge, maize porridge, eggs, bacon, hash browns. Hash browns is a dish of cooked potatoes. Toasts, pancakes, waffles, baguettes, cereals with tea or juice. 2. Lunch. Burger and fries with a Coca-Cola, pizza, hot dog, sandwich and soup. 3. Dinner. Meat with potatoes and vegetables. After dinner, they usually have desserts. For example, apple pie or ice cream. If you want to eat, you have number of options. The best one is to cook by yourself or by someone who lives with you. Most parents prepare snack for their kids. But some parents like to give them money, so they can buy whatever they want. It can be not only unhealthy food, but also more expensive than food packaged at home. For lunch, children can use services of school's canteen. It's cheap and there is a quite good quality of food. The many kids buy lunch in fast food. Fast food is the term given to food that can be prepared and served very quickly. Fast food is very popular, especially with young people. For example, McDonald's, KFC and so on. Fast food restaurants sell hamburgers, cheeseburgers, ice cream, chicken with chips, sweet fizzy drinks. This food usually contains too many calories and oil and is too heavy for our stomach. But it's tasty and easily accessible and many people like it. It is also quite expensive, but for many people it's a comfortable way of eating because they are busy and they don't have time to cook or wait in a restaurant for lunch. They can just buy a hamburger in a fast food restaurant, carry it with them and eat it when they have time. Nowadays many fast food restaurants have a drive-in. It means you can buy food while you are sitting in your car. Many people like to eat at the restaurants because it's very comfortable. But if you do it every day, it's expensive. In addition, there is a big possibility that your food is unhealthy. So you better watch out you don't eat your main meal just in a restaurant. We also know takeout / takeaway. It's food served to the customer in a packaged form. Food around the world. Different nationalities have different national dishes. Slovakia. Our national dish is brinzové halušky. It is food made from potatoes mixed with sheep cheese. Great Britain. The national dish is fish and chips. People in Britain usually buy it in a shop, they don't cook it. It's usually wrapped in a paper and eaten outside. British are also famous for their English tea, tea with milk. And for Christmas they have a Christmas pudding, which is made of candied fruit. For Thanksgiving Day they have a turkey and the whole family has dinner together. The USA. They don't have a national dish because it's a very multicultural country. Their cuisine contains food from different parts of the world, Indian, Chinese food and so on. American people also like eating steaks. China. They eat a lot of vegetables and rice. It's eaten with chopsticks. Canada. Canada is famous for its maple syrup. Russia. Vodka. Traditional food in Slovakia, Great Britain and USA. 1. Slovakia. Brinzové halušky. It's potato dumplings with sheep cheese and roasted bacon. Zemiakové plaky. Potato pancakes fried in oil with garlic and flour. Granadia. Pasta with potatoes. Kapustnica. Soup made of sour cabbage and smoked pork sausage. Variations can be by adding mushrooms or plums. Brinza is a special type of traditional Slovak cheese. Christmas. The traditional dinner includes oplatky, its thin waffles with honey. Cabbage soup with mushrooms and sausage, carp or other fish with potato salad, apples and Christmas biscuits. Potato dumplings, halushki. Ingredients. 750 grams potatoes, 2 cups flour, salt. Prep time, 25 minutes. Halushki are what really defines Slovak cuisine. The name is typically translated to English as potato dumplings, but this is not quite right. Halushki are just that, halushki. Potato dumplings, in Slovak, are zemiakové nudel. Halušky are somewhat similar to German spätzle. You can top them with just about anything. The most typical topping is brinza, a special sheep cheese, and fried bacon bits. This combination gives you a brinzové halušky, the Slovak national dish. Peel 2 large potatoes and shred them using a fine food grater. Also salt water in a large pot and bring to boil. Pour out as much water as you can without dumping out any of the potatoes. Add salt and 2 cups of flour. Mix well. I have good luck making them with just the regular all-purpose flour. You can experiment with different types if you would like to make the dumplings softer or harder. Place the dough on a wooden board. Then using a knife, toss the halushki into boiling salted water. Smaller, the better. Boil for a few more minutes and scoop out with a large perforated spoon. Top with brinza or serve with chicken paprikash. 2. Great Britain. British food has traditionally been based on beef, lamb, pork, chicken and fish and generally served with potatoes and one other vegetable. The most common and typical food eaten in Britain include the sandwich, fish and chips, pies like the Cornish pasty, trifle and roast dinners. Some of our main dishes have strange names like bubble and squeak, and toad in the hole. Christmas. The staple food of Britain are meat, fish, potatoes, flour, butter and eggs. Many of our meals are based on these food. Christmas dinner in the United Kingdom is usually eaten in the afternoon on the 25th of December. 3. USA. Americans eat a lot of fatty food. Hamburgers are quite popular and French fries. Also, peanut butter and jelly on bread, pasta, grilled steak, grilled chicken, roast chicken, fried chicken, chicken noodle soup, tacos, chocolate chip cookies, vegetables, potato chips, cheese steaks, bacon, lettuce, tomato on bread, ham and cheese on bread, cheese and crackers, salads and watermelon. Christmas, roast turkey, beef, ham or pork, dressing, roasted root vegetables, Brussels sprouts, and mashed potatoes are common. Common desserts include pumpkin pie, plum pudding or Christmas pudding, marzipan, sugar cookies, fruitcake, apple pie. In the South, coconut cake, pecan pie, and sweet potato pie are also common. Healthy eating. If we want to be healthy, we should eat healthy food. We should eat at least 3 times during the day. Eat smaller portions but more often during the day. We should eat slowly. We should eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. We should drink a lot of water. We should stop skipping meals. We should avoid too much salt and spices. We should avoid eating in the fast food restaurants. We should avoid eating late at night. We should avoid sweet fizzy drinks like Coca-Cola. We should avoid drinking alcohol and smoking cigarettes. We should avoid drinking too much coffee and caffeine. We should eat more fish and dairy products. Diets and vegetarians. 1. Diets. Especially young girls often go on a diet because they want to be slim and attractive. Too much dieting is not healthy, but it can be dangerous to health. Nowadays many young girls become seriously ill because they want to lose weight and be as slim as famous models. Such illnesses are, for example, anorexia, bulimia and so on. 2. Vegetarians. Vegetarians are people who don't eat meat or fish. They eat only vegetable products like grains or fruit. People become vegetarians because they think it's more healthy, or for moral reasons. For example, because they don't like the cruel treatment of animals, so they protest in this form. Vegetarians are less ill. They don't suffer from the heart attack so often. Because it's more healthy to eat vegetable products than to eat meat. 3. Vegans. Vegans are people who don't eat any animal products at all. They don't eat meat, fish, cheese, milk, eggs, nothing that comes from animals. Doctors believe that a natural diet for a human being should contain both animal and vegetable products.